Cajun.
Yes, sir.
Styling on them.
Y'all know what
they didn't
it
do
is.
It once. They didn't do it twice. They did it three times. And I'm talking to all three of you. They did it three times. And man, this is the
Oh man.
This could be either guy's farewell. I think
could be both guys' farewell.
Yeah. I think if Stipe wins, he might ride off to the sunset as well. Knowing that he beat a guy who people are saying is arguably also the best heavyweight around, one of the best best UFC fighters in general in DC. But DC is for sure riding off to the sunset if he wins this one. Unless they offer him John Jones at heavyweight and tell Francis Ngannou to wait. But that's not going to happen. Ngannou's not getting cut in the line.
So Ngannou might cut somebody if he get cut in the line.
What we get is the rematch to settle it all. DC stole the show in the first match, got the early knockout. Stipe came back in the second fight, was losing in my opinion, and was on his way to a loss.
Everybody's opinion.
Yeah. And then he started spamming the body shots. And the guy with I didn't think it was going to work. I'm like, DC's too smart. His fight IQ is just too high to allow one thing take him out of his game plan. And DC, it worked. The body shot worked. Got him out there in the fourth round. And now they're redoing it again. And neither guy has fought since then, bro. They've held the heavyweight division up for a whole year. It has been a year since we last seen DC versus Stipe.
Almost a year to the date, August 17th. Yeah. Jeez.
So, it has been a while since we've seen DC 2. And, man, this is it. This is it for the heavyweights.
This is it for both of them.
Yeah.
This is the end of both of their career, in my opinion. In my humble opinion. Very humble opinion.
Nice, and it's it.
Personally, don't want to spoil the show. I think DC is going to win, but I'm just going to put it out there. Just going to put it out there. I think Stipe will retire if he does win, just because I don't think he wants to fight Francis again. And everybody keeps saying, oh, Francis didn't have nothing for him the first time. Oh, it was so easy. Oh, he just took him down. Oh, he wrestled him. Hey, I don't want to hear none of that. It was about this close. A couple of them punches. All they take is one of them punches from Francis. We done already seen it. He don't want to fight him again.
This is like a new and improved Francis. That Francis was what behind the ears. Wasn't ready for the title shot, but he had got the title shot.
I
say this over and over again. The heavyweight division can be an old man division because it's more so fight IQ. Because these guys can gas out so quick. You got to know how to conserve.
Fight IQ and power, yeah.
And when not to conserve. When to find your pick your spots, basically. So, yeah, this Ngannou is different, though. He has kicks. He's a complete fighter now. I'm not complete as a ground game, but he's a complete as you're not taking me to the ground anymore. That's right. Not happening. I'm more than a one trick pony. But we're speaking about the wrong fight. I'm gonna pump our brakes here. Let's worry about DC Stipe before we get too carried away. Cause I know you want to get carried away into the heavyweight title.
I'm just letting you know. Just letting you know what's gonna happen. Somebody retiring at the end of the night. Somebody's retiring at the end of the night. Maybe even two. Probably even two. More than likely, both of them. No country versus no country. 41 versus 37.
I told you 40. You can be 40 and be a good heavyweight. DC is fighting to be the best heavyweight in the world right now at 41.
Because he's not fighting Ngannou.
Oh, man.
If he fought Ngannou, what would happen?
I am telling you this.
He's retiring for a reason.
37-year-old and a 41-year-old are fighting for the best heavyweight and mixed martial arts in the world. You could be old and be a good heavyweight. You can't be old and be a good lightweight. It doesn't happen. Jim Miller has a shot at Khabib. I'm no shade at Jim Miller, but does he have a shot at Poirier, Hooker, Khabib? That's my point. These guys are fighting for the belt. These guys are fighting for the belt here.
Okay.
You could be 40 and be a good heavyweight. This isn't no country. You see no country in those other divisions.
John Jones already told you he beats both of these guys. Come on. Jones won't tell you he beats Francis. But yeah, back to this fight.
Yeah, back to the fight.
Ah, man. It's, like you said, a battle of the two best UFC heavyweights of all time. I'll say that because I'm not going to disrespect Fedor.
I am. I am. Fedor not beating these guys. Fedor's not beating these guys. My
Prime
bad,
Fedor. Prime Fedor got a chance.
Who?
Maybe chance. Oof. Maybe. But see, Prime Fedor versus these guys in A Prime 2.
Very different.
Tomato. Man. Tomato, potato. You know.
That's what I'll be trying to tell you.
Tomato, potato. But in my opinion, Daniel Cormier is, without a doubt, should be the best heavyweight of all time. The only thing in his way is the one Stipe loss. Would have went 2-0 against him. Probably would have rolled off into the sunset or called out John Jones. But I don't know if that would have happened. Because I know he wasn't fighting. Like I said, bro, don't neither one of these guys want to win Francis. DC, watch for the eye pokes. No poking them in the eye. Stop trying to hold his hands. We know that you have less reach. Find a different
two rounds.
Find a different way to get in. Come on, man. He poked him in the eye multiple times because he wanted to hold up like this. Want to do like this.
This fight, we have Stipe, excellent boxer, great standing up boxer. He was getting outboxed by DC in those earlier rounds. He was basically on a 3-round losing streak of being outboxed to DC until he started, until that fourth round, ended at the fourth round where he started going to the body. So basically a 4-round losing streak on the boxing. DC top level. I don't even think you can call it top level. Elite level wrestler.
Oh, that's the top. He's at the best. Highest of the
That's
high.
What I'm saying. Like, top is Olympic understatement. Level. Yeah. Top is too. Yeah, top is not good enough. Probably the best heavyweight wrestler you're going to see without. And he's also a black belt jiu-jitsu guy. He's getting sub. He can sub you if he needs to.
Stipe is a good wrestler himself.
He's no DC. And DC looked good when I seen him. So, not like I seen him personally, but I seen him on TV. DC looked like he's been training good. Looked like the belly is gone because DC had a belly these couple of weeks while he's commentating. But yeah, man,
the layoff is gonna come out. It's gonna come down to the dirty boxing, Brad. It's gonna come down to the dirty boxing, the wrestling as well. I feel like for Cormier, he had more time now to get over his slip, herniated back or whatever it was that he had going into that last fight. I know in the last fight he was saying he couldn't even practice wrestling at all. I don't know how much wrestling practice you need when you're an Olympic wrestler. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure that was just his way of saying he wasn't able to utilize his wrestling in the fight properly because he knew, hey, if I do this, my back might give out. And yeah, I might be tapping to, you know, not even tapping to strikes. I'm tapping because,
tapping the back going out.
Tapping to the old man back, you know. So hopefully he got the back fixed all the way up completely. I feel like DC should get this done fairly handily. Like you said, he was winning. He won the first fight in the first round. With boxing, which is Stipe's best attribute in comparison to him. And like you said as well, he was boxing him up in that second fight. Like, boxing him up. Like, watch for the body shot. That's really all you got to do.
Yeah.
But you can't watch for the body shot when you're out here holding hands. Can't hold the hand and watch for the body shot. Protect the body. Protect the chin.
I don't think DC can come out with that type of standard base of fighting with the hands high, because he's at a disadvantage with the reach. Yes, so he has to be out there playing handsy. But now I think we're going to see more of a wrestling output from DC, and that's going to be the difference to me. I do have DC winning. I think DC is. The difference is DC has, there's no other fight for DC after this. If DC loses, he doesn't get a title shot. He wants to retire on top.
On top.
I think he is so motivated by wanting that to be his going away present, or his going, like how he wants his career to end. I think he's putting in so much work. We're probably going to see the best DC we've seen in a while, because he's that motivated to, hey, I'm never going to fight again. There is no tomorrow for me. I'm going out here to get it done because I have no choice. And that's going to be the difference. We're going to see
would a
difference.
You... Go ahead.
Okay. At that point, we're going to see a DC who's going to... He's not going to be... he's not going to stand up if he doesn't have to. He's going to wrestle the hell out of Stipe.
That's facts.
He was standing up. Was standing up because he could. Now he's going to do whatever he needs to do to get this W. He doesn't care how ugly the fight is going to be. None of that. He wants to retire as a heavyweight champion to solidify his place in UFC history, and for himself. Stipe does have a tomorrow.
What you just said right now. Just made me change my fight of the night prediction. Oh. This right here is going to be fight of the night right here. Because everything you just said about DC, I'm going to say the same thing about Stipe. He knows. Yeah. DC has been promoting this fight as, this is my last fight, guys. I want to ride off with the sunset. I need to get my belt back, guys. I want to get it back. I'm not even going to fight John Jones. I promise you I'm not going to fight John Jones. I just want to win and go home. That's it. He's been saying that for months. Stipe just been sitting back quiet. Hey, it's a pandemic. I ain't did nothing. I'm just out here working, you know, fighting fires, you know. I can't even get in the gym, guys. Hey, he ain't want to say nothing about it being his last fight, but right. I'm pretty sure he's training like this might be his last fight. I've heard him say too many times that he's not motivated to fight any of these other guys in the UFC. The only guy that he hasn't fought
can be his
that's life. Even
be his last fight is, yeah.
The only guy that he hasn't fought that's even in the consideration is Curtis Blaydes. And I mean, I'll say the same thing about Blaydes as I said about Francis. I don't think Stipe want to fight him either. I think he just want to get this win. Call himself the best. Ain't nobody left for Francis to fight either. He didn't already beat everybody else in the top 10 besides Stipe and DC. So, and Derek Lewis.
And that's what we lead to. But yeah, back to everything you said about Stipe is very true. He can be going into this fight with the same mindset as DC. So we're going to see a motivated Stipe as well. This will be a clash of wills, determination, and who wants it more, along with these guys having some of the top IQ of the heavyweight division, being some of the best heavyweights in the world for the UFC. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting, a crazy main event. I can't wait to see it. And, man, I wish we can piggyback on to what's next for the heavyweight division. But we'll save that later because this will turn into a 30-minute fight preview because we got so many ideas of where the heavyweight division is going after this because whoever wins is retiring. And if it happens to be Stipe, two people are retiring. If it happens to be DC, Stipe might stick around just so he can try to fight again for that belt. But hey, let me get it carried away. Almost have to, gotta calm myself down. So yeah, you rolling with DC.
I got DC.
Man, we agreed all the way on this main card.
We agreed on everything but one. It's crazy.
TJ Brown and Danny Chavez is our disagreement.
And we ain't seen, can't even see hardly any of their fights. Like,
can't find them. Can't really find them. But yeah, man, it's Cajun style. Roll with us. We got the parlays coming soon. Once they put all the odds out, a lot of these fights don't have the odds. So we will drop our parlay video. Rock with us. Get those parlays off. Make some money. Easy money.
And let us know how you think DC is going to win down there. Is it going to be knockout? Knockout or a TKO? Let us know.
He's not even letting you decide who. He's just telling you it is already. Hey, you can't even put a Stipe win in the comments.
This is like Rocky versus Apollo over here.
Oh, man. I can't wait to this trilogy. Can't wait to Saturday. Yes, sir.
252. Cajun.
Yes, sir.
Styling on them.
Y'all know what it is.